This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Alan Pardew definitely succeeded at Crystal Palace this season. He's dragged them to safety, but they've also got some good players that have hit a rich vein of form recently as well, Lee, at the back end of the season. Yannick Bolasie looks like a really good player. And we've mentioned on numerous occasions Glenn Murray's goal-scoring prowess as well. They might have taken their eye off the ball, though, with nothing left to play for. And they were beaten at West Brom at home last Saturday as well, Lee.
Yeah, they experimented a little bit last week, didn't they? And went to change the formation to a 4-3-3, brought a few different players in. So it'd be interesting to see if he goes back to that 4-2-3-1 that had been getting him so much success. I think he'll get a reaction out of them here. I don't think he'll let them down tools because, you know, he's fresh to the job, isn't he? And I guess they must have a bit of freshness. I suppose there's always going to be a bit of, little bit of that, you know, just in the back of your mind, ticking your foot off the pedal, you've got 42 points. But I think they will look to bounce back here. And I think there's a few games like this where if Palace, in an ideal world, Hull will play for a 0-0 draw and hit them on the break and nick all three. Because again, Hull need to get points. They're 28 points. They're one of those teams who are right down there with Sunderland and the bottom three. So I think if Palace score, it'll drag Hull out. And Hull will have to come and play then. I think then we're looking at some goals. I think I'm looking at going overs on the goals in a lot of these games involving the relegation threatened teams. So the over 2.5 in this one is priced up at 13 to 10. I think that's way too big.
13 to 10 for Lee. And Lee mentioned earlier about Sunderland being on the glass mountain. Hull right there alongside them.
Well, it just shows you how bad the Premier League is that Hull aren't already in the bottom three the way they've shaped all season. I've lost count of the number of times I've been tempted into backing them away from home at fancy prices, and they've been clobbered each time. I'm going to give them another goal. You know what? The 3-1 to win at Palace on Saturday, and then when your odds compile, they've already priced up the midweek games. They're at home to Liverpool, and they're almost 4-1 at home to Liverpool. I'd rather be on that one. You know, we're definitely. But I still think there's mileage in the 3-1 here because Palace gave signs last week, big, big signs that, you know, that's it for the season. That was, you know, after three great wins they'd had, or four was it great wins, to lose at home to a West Brom side that had been softened up by three straight defeats, that was a poor result. And you search for clues as punters, and that's got to be a clue that the flip-flops are on. And they're not that great at home anyway, by the way, Palace. No team in the Premier League this season has lost more games than Palace at home. That's quite an interesting stat, though, isn't it?
Yeah, they've been on fire. Once Pardew came in, they were on fire away from home, weren't they?
Yeah, it was away from home they've been doing it. And I, my old favourite, you know, a Premier League team away from home at 3-1 when they're not going to one of the big clubs. I think I have to back it. I've done it too often now to give out and to miss out on this one. But if Hull don't win this, that's it. I'm not going to back any ever again, apart from on Wednesday against Liverpool.
and then in the Championship next season.
3-1 hole for me, too big.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.